And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Brandy. Morning, Vossie.
Yeah, David.
Tough morning for a lot of people with Paul Green's passing yesterday.
Absolutely, Brandy. It was it's still a great shock, I must admit, that when the news filtered through yesterday, just after lunch, I was stunned, absolutely stunned. And you know, like, it's just so difficult to comprehend. I spent yesterday afternoon speaking to a whole heap of Greeny's former teammates down at Cronulla. They had their old boys' day last Saturday night ahead of the Sharks Dragons local derby. And to a man, they were absolutely gobsmacked. Just because they spent 2 days with Greeny last weekend, and he was in great spirits, really upbeat, and you know, spoke about, he was talking to ET, Andrew Ettinghausen, about, you know, organising a fishing trip together. He was one of the last guys out of the dressing rooms, out of the Cronulla dressing rooms. He was sharing a beer with Craig Fitzgibbon. Adam Dykes, obviously Cade Dykes, had made his debut when Greeny was in there. Craig Grenell, a very, very close mate of Paul's. Well, there was only about five or six left in the Cronulla dressing room, and Greeny was there. And it's just a huge shock. Obviously, it's just a real tragedy. And I really, really commend SEN and you guys this morning for promoting what is clearly a massive, massive issue across society, and that is mental health.
Yes, and the lifeline number that we're giving out too, just to press that home, 13 11 14, if you know, need some help today, you know, we're here certainly. We can talk sport and we can be a mate, but to have that conversation a little longer, 13 11 14, speak to people who deal with these things every single day. Now, last night's game, what was your takeout, David, and some stories? There's some injuries as well. There's a bit going on there.
Yeah, there is, certainly is. Oh, look, I'd like to get Brandy's perspective, to be honest, in a moment. Clearly, guys, weren't we riding the Melbourne Storm off only a couple of weeks ago? That was an immense performance by that footy team. Once again, they show the spirit of the culture of that club. Cameron Munster moving to fullback has been a revelation. He was just incredible. And that's what Cameron can do. We've been talking about Latrell Mitchell and what he can do for South Sydney. And it's on Latrell's shoulders almost to carry this bunny side all the way to the grand final. And we know he's capable of that. I'd put Cameron Munster absolutely in the exact same category. With so much going on at the Storm as far as injuries are concerned, Munster can do the same thing. He's that type of player. We saw it last night. Defensively, it's one of the best defensive displays I've seen by the Melbourne Storm. But I've got to say, for the Panthers, it really was a struggle. Their attack, I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. Really lost at points through that second half. That's had a stack of ball and enough ball to score points. It was only 16-point margin. We know that's not a big margin in today's game. Obviously, the big concern, guys, is Liam Martin. An ankle problem. It just looked like the old walking down the stairs and roll the ankle job, didn't it? It just buckled underneath him. Fingers crossed, he'll go for scans today, guys. Fingers crossed it's not a significant one and he's at least back before the finals.
Mm. Now, you're on Morning Glory again, aren't you? After 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah, mate.
You enjoyed it that much that you're back for more.
Well, yes, enjoy is an interesting choice of words, Brandy. Look,
it is fun.
Seriously, good fun, really good fun. Now, this will be my debut with Denon Kemp, working with Denon. Obviously, last week was with Joey. Really looking forward to seeing what Kempy can offer because he's a good laugh as well. And Maddie, the old pro. I'm looking forward to another 3 hours with Maddie as well.
They used to call Eddie McGuire Eddie everywhere. It's now David does everything, doesn't he? And David does everything Riccio. He's on every channel, TV, radio. Well done, David. Looking forward to the pieces in the Sunday Telegraph, and pretty tough story to cover this one around Paul Green.
Thank you, boys. Go well.
21 Thanks, after Dave. 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.